It is Tuesday, March 24th, 9:54 p.m. And I got to give a shout out to the sponsor. If I'm still going to have any sponsors when this is all said and done, I'll be lucky. But if you have an extra $450 sitting around and you want to get off the ground starting a business, you got to check out the launch kits from Adam Grimm over at Sparrow Websites. Launchkits.com/sweaty, $450. You get an awesome website. You get a Google My Business. You get a G Suite account. Everything you need to get found online. And honestly, right now is the perfect time because over the next 3 months, all your competitors are going to crumble. You'll start getting found online. You'll be able to launch a business with no risk, no overhead, and get going. Great time to start a business, actually. Okay, so I'm in a hotel in just outside of Richmond, Virginia. I got my partner, Dan, here. Say hello.
How's it going, guys?
We drove up from Athens today because yesterday we put in a bid with George Washington in D.C. to basically go in the rooms, pack up the students' stuff, and store it for 5 months and then redeliver it where they get back. We bid some tiers all the way from 250 students up to 6,000 students. We have no idea what they're going to do. They are working hard as they can to stay organized and make decisions, but we're dealing with about five or six different people trying to tell us all what to do, how to do it. So basically, me and Dan crunched some numbers yesterday and put the bid in. I think starting about $412 per customer, working their way up. It's a big task. If we have to move 6,000 kids out of dorms in D.C., it's going to be a big task. But basically, we got a verbal go-ahead today, working on getting a contract signed. Not there yet. And we got turned loose to do about 150 students tomorrow. So we are worried that this could be a big underwhelming experience because we bought flights for about 10 of our best guys into D.C., another three or four driving. Me and Dan drove up from Athens today, a 9-hour drive. So that's where we're at. Anything else exciting, Dan, going on?
No, that's about it. There's definitely a lot riding on this, so we hope it can turn into something big here. We really don't have a choice but to kind of send everybody in here under the hopes that it is going to turn into something massive for us. We need all we can get right now. So.
Yeah, you can tell that the administration at GW is under a lot of pressure. They're worried about whether or not they're going to bring kids back. Basically, the kids all left for spring break and left their rooms as is, which is a huge problem for them. Huge problem. I think they're trying to clear up rooms right now to house hospital staff or something. We don't know what, but they're really putting a lot of pressure on us to get stuff out quick.
Yeah, and it's really up to us to do a good job these next few days so we can show them what we're capable of, and then ideally they'll give us a lot more customers. But as of right now, we kind of just have a small amount guaranteed with the hopes of more coming. So really up to us to – we've had to put some systems and processes together extremely quickly here, so it's a matter of putting them to work now. So
yeah, we were doing some math on the way up here about how much revenue we actually have coming in compared to our normal year, and guaranteed revenue – is about a third, a quarter of what we normally do. We are very, very dependent on getting something going with George Washington, Cornell, Emory, some of these other schools. So the pressure's on here, but we're here. Tomorrow we'll tell the story. It's going to be a crazy day.
I hope it's a crazy day. Crazy means busy. So busy means we have income coming in. So that's great.
Yeah, we have our partner that we met here through somebody reached out to me through the podcast. We have an event management company in D.C. that's ready to go with 20 employees that we've got basically ready. And again, we're bringing in 20 guys over the next 2 days, and we have another 10 in D.C. that are onboarded and trained and ready to go. So we have the manpower, and we're going to FaceTime each student when they're in the dorms. I mean, our processes right now, we are flying off the cuff of trying to figure out the best way to do this. The university is going to send an email out tomorrow to the kids, or tonight. Hopefully, we were hoping for tonight, telling them that Storage Squad would contact them about scheduling a FaceTime or a Google Hangout. But as of right now, we're supposed to start at 7 a.m., but we don't have a contract signed, and we don't have any method of reaching out to the students or a list of students or any of them in our systems. We just bought flights and traveled for a bunch of people to come here to D.C. So that's what's up now. I'll try to update you tomorrow night, tell you how it goes. Peace.